Forever Dog.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Derek Atz.
I'm Betsy Kenny.
And this is
Done. No, sorry, I was early on that, Derek.
I was late.
I loved it. This is a podcast about things we are done with. But mostly we're going to have a guest on and they're going to say what they're done with and we weigh in because why wouldn't we?
And then to really figure out how done we are with all these things exactly, we call an expert. This is an expert who's an expert in their field. It probably has nothing to do with what our guest is actually done with, but their advice is really meaningful to us.
It's really meaningful to us.
And we'll take into account what they have to say. Mm-hmm. And our guest at the end, with our help, we'll decide which things he or she is the most done with.
Right. And who knows? It could really hit a chord with you at home.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
What we're always hoping for. How was your week, Dare?
Wow. Well, actually, my week was really great.
Amazing.
Not to reveal who our guest is, even though it says on the pod.
Yeah.
But
some people blindly.
The guest and you were at a show I was at, which we host, called Everybody Hates Us, mm-hmm. where, Betsy, you actually revealed something that I haven't been able to sleep at night since I've heard about. We never talked about it afterwards. It was like an audience type confession. I don't know if this
I
is.
I can't believe you're doing this.
I don't know. Do you want to share it? Because it might change how our audience views the entire podcast.
Okay, all right. This is really not okay what happened.
Did you tell Ryan, by the way?
I told my boyfriend Ryan at home and he just hugged me and said, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's okay, it was funny. And he goes, that's really mean. Okay, so let's go backwards. Close your eyes. I think it was about 7. I was at the swim club where I went and there was an old lady with red hair. I think she was usually drinking a beer in my mind. And they said that she was like a fortune teller, like a, why can't I think of that?
Tarot card?
Yeah, like a tarot reader type thing. But when you're little, you're like, whoa, cool, whatever.
And when you're my age.
Now. But she wasn't. That's why like I went over there in the first place. Like looking back now, she was very scary.
Tarot card? I'm just drinking a course.
I'll tell you anything you want to hear. So I was with my friend's family and they said, why don't you go talk to whatever her name was? I'll call her redhead because she was an old lady with red hair. And she goes, so we go over there and she said, it looks like somebody put a screen up against your face and threw shit at it. And I was so confused because I have freckles. That's why she said that. And I was so confused because I was a child and this woman was just saying something awful.
Were the parents like, and what does that mean?
No, like, no parents.
This is like a Game of Thrones-esque prophecy, like Cersei meets the witch. And
wait,
like,
so I totally blocked out this memory. It 1,000% happened. And on our show, we had a guest, Shannon Coffey, and she talked about her freckles. And I blacked out while watching her and went straight back to that place in my mind. And I could never believe I had never said it out loud.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You never told your parents?
Nope. And she's going to rot in hell. But can you believe it? As a 7-year-old, I hated freckles. It was so embarrassing. It's like a blemish you can't get rid of. And
right.
This old woman telling you this is wild.
I wonder though if that was just kind of her thing, and to kids who are like me, I didn't have that many freckles. She was just like, it looks like someone dunked your face in shit. Like, I wonder if like that was her whole like
vibe. I have no idea what the vibe was, why she thought that was telling me my future, because kind of my freckles are going away.
Wow.
For you guys at home.
The shit's wearing off.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go home and have my boyfriend dump a ton of shit on my face with my screen on top.
Sponge paint it. Anyways,
yeah,
I
people
just
want fake freckles and that's how you can get them, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's back in.
Yeah, it's
in
back.
Kind of the way, whoa, maybe she did see that as a prophecy.
Oh, wait, you're right.
She's good.
Wait, we love her. So, yeah, I guess for the rest of the week, I was also thinking about sharing that because I couldn't believe it was so repressed.
Was that what you wanted to say too?
No, but I'm just weighing in that I couldn't believe it was so repressed that happened. live.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Maybe next month it'll happen with something else.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
It's like in The Keepers with repressed memories. That's what happened.
What's... Oh, yeah. The Keepers on Netflix.
Yeah. So anyways, you guys, we have a treat of a guest. You know her. You love her. It's Elise Morales.
Wow.
Yep. Hi. I know. Hi, Elise. Elise is the host of The Roast of Your 15-Year-Old Self. The next show is June 25th at Union Hall. And Elise does the Betches Sup newsletter for Betches and runs the podcast. So give it a little listen. Give it a little click. Follow on
give
Insta.
Give it a clicky clicky. We love the clicks. We love the listens.
That's why I said it. I knew you'd
get Betch. If you look at Betches, you'll see Elise Morales everywhere, basically.
I'm the one with the bangs. That's basically how I'm identified by all of the commenters, sometimes in a pejorative way. But
and glasses, do they say, glasses? Or just bangs?
Not as much glasses. It's mostly bangs.
Wow, they're coming
I'm
for
all
you.
Bangs for them.
Mm-hmm. They only see bangs.
They only see bangs. There's one guy who comments on every single thing on the Betches Sup's Instagram. He in a negative way, but he always references me and he always references my bangs. And I think he's in love with me. And I think he's my biggest fan.
Okay.
Yeah. He comments on things that don't have me in it and finds a way to work me into the, like, the insult. Like, we posted a video for Pride that my co-host Brian was in. And he was like, something, I'm trying to remember the exact pun. And he was like, something along the lines of, like, you're as straight as bang girls bangs or something. Like, it was like something about my bangs and
wow,
being straight.
He's obsessed.
Do we know his name?
I know his handle is JRock1.
JRock1, if you're listening, I feel like he is just curious about bangs.
Getting bangs. Yeah.
You can get them.
And he can get them. And the thing is, dude, like, they grow out. If the look doesn't work, you can grow them out.
Yeah, I think that's a thing, J-Rock, is like, hair is just hair. Mm-hmm. It's always going to keep growing until it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, I was dying over here because I was there when you told that story. Mm-hmm. And I have also thought about it many times. I think I literally screamed when you told it on stage. And I've thought about it many times.
Wait, but my boyfriend gave me the longest hug. Like, I told him something really terrible, which I guess it was.
It's like your molestation story.
I know, but he didn't even chuckle. It made me feel like, oh my gosh.
I think everyone in the audience laughed because we wanted to cry.
Yeah.
It was
upsetting.
And you were like telling it like, ha 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 ha, this lady told a child.
No, I wasn't. I think I was turning red because I couldn't believe I remembered it and what had happened to me.
Yeah, I think that there was also something about the purity of the moment where it was very clear that you had just had this memory, like that it had just come back. It made me remember a time when I was younger where we had like a dog trainer come to train our dog.
Oh, yeah.
And he like sat my whole family down and he was like telling us about the dog and like how dogs think and stuff. And at one point in it, he was like, this dog is an animal. It would have sex with its sister. And no. I remember just being like, that's so weird. And then I brought it up years later to my family and like none of them remembered him saying it. I'm the only one
just
who
said
like,
it. He pulled
it.
You aside.
Yeah, and I don't think I made it up because I like remember being I think I was just at the right age. I was like 12 that I was like, well, Natalie, my little sister, was like too young to understand, and my parents are like frazzled people, they're adults, and so I think I was at the right age to be like, that's a really weird thing to say.
So every time you saw your dog, you'd be like, well, she'd have sex with her brother.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she likes me, but you should see her around her brother.
And I like think that phrase about like that phrase just like hit me so hard, and I like think about dogs all the time.
Like,
I'm like, well,
sicko.
This is an animal. It would have sex with its sister.
What
my
is
dog
sicko.
Tried to kill her sister when we like brought Oakley and her
the sister.
The dogs
a less
were like
attractive
the Yaya sisters is what the foster group called them. So it's like they were like famous when they were like
little.
When they were rescued because they were so cute. And so we had a little reunion. We're bringing Oakley together with Chloe. And it was like really cute until Oakley just tried to rip Chloe's head off. And
that's the other side of the coin.
That's the other side of the coin. They're animals. They'll try to kill their own siblings or fuck them.
And I don't want to get off track, but I've spotted Chloe in a park. I don't know what she looks like. I described her to Dara, and Dara said, "That's Chloe." Yeah. She's like an ugly version of Dara's dog.
Betsy.
Do they listen?
I don't. Yeah, I'm friends with them. She's not ugly. They're just different versions. She's just.
It's like real life sisters.
Chloe is just a more relaxed, carefree dog.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Yeah, she does.
Her hair is different.
She doesn't blow her hair out and she doesn't wear makeup.
Oakley's a little more well kept and groomed.
Symmetrical.
And she. Oakley she has an overbite. Chloe has an underbite.
Okay, fine.
No, I don't. I
Oakley's Please. Had tons of boyfriends. Chloe's still figuring it out.
Okay.
All right. I mean, and then there's other Bernie, Audrey, and then a dog that we can't remember.
Right. I wouldn't either.
Audrey's not doing great. We can chit talk Audrey. I don't know the parents.
Okay. I could have seen her. That could have been her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. Ugh, covering up my tracks. Okay. Elise. We gotta get okay. in there. Mm-hmm. We gotta know, what is the first thing you're done with?
Wow. Okay. So the first thing that I'm done with is people telling me, recommending to me, even just talking about to me at this point, natural deodorant. And here's the deal. People are constantly telling me that I should use it. I tried using it and I smelled bad. And so I stopped.
What brand did you use?
Like Tom's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tom's makes me smell.
So then I tell people this. I tell people like, oh, yeah, I tried it. It didn't work for me. And then I feel like people always afterwards just continue to tell me facts about why I should use the natural deodorant. And I'm like, listen, I'm a smelly person and you just need to let me do what works for me.
So what deodorant do you use?
I use Men's Old Spice deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what works for me. Mm-hmm. And I know it's toxic, but it's what's working for me. And I don't want to discuss anymore. I don't want to have to lay it out for you why I need to use Men's Old Spice deodorant. It just is the case.
Like at certain like Duane Reade's Walgreens, it's behind the glass.
Yeah.
Do you have to like tell the person unlocking it for you? Like
the alarm goes off when you pull those up.
I've never tried.
I have. It makes sound, but you can pull it up.
Are they like, you want the Men's?
Yeah, I feel like most of the times that I've bought it, it actually hasn't been behind the glass. Mm-hmm. But I would buy the Men's because I believe that women's deodorant is just a tool of the patriarchy entirely, and natural deodorant doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was visiting me last weekend, and she's like very holistic as a person. And I told her, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to use. She was doing this thing where she tells me to use natural deodorant and why. And I was like, yeah, I can't because I smell bad and I want to have friends and relationships and stuff with other people. And then she was like, well, if you're not going to use natural deodorant, then you should at least exfoliate your armpit. And she was like, you can just put your face mask on your armpit.
And, you got to be kidding me.
And wait, I don't get what one has to do with the other.
Because it's supposed to get rid of the toxins. Either way, it's a testament to how much I love her that I didn't flush her down the toilet immediately.
Do you dry brush?
What?
Dry brush.
What does that mean?
I talked about it last episode. It's like my favorite thing. It's just a brush that is like coarse and like it takes off dead skin basically. Like you do it before you shower, or you should. But you can do your underarms.
See, this I would do.
Yeah, it's
that
great.
That seems like, you know what? That is a realistic thing for you to
present
to me.
And then it helps with like shaving and stuff.
But it's like, I feel like people are always telling me like, oh, well, yeah, this is another thing people tell me when they talk about natural deodorant. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you smell bad for like a month. And then it, like, your body adjusts. And I'm like, right, but I can't smell bad for a month.
No, mm-hmm. And also smelling bad can ruin your day.
Yeah.
Like, if you smell it 9:30 a.m. and you have already left the house, you can't make it unsmell unless you wash your armpit in the sink at work.
Also, like, I have people in my life that need to be around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I record a podcast with other people in a very tiny room. I sit next to people at work. I live with my boyfriend who has to lay next to me and smell me.
I'm feel like I'm not a very smelly person, but I've used natural deodorants and it made me smell. Like my body just didn't like it either.
I had
and
a similar experience.
They also feel like paste.
Yeah.
Like
what kind did you use?
Paste. I've used one that you had, but I didn't know what it was.
Was it like orangey?
It's like a lavender little like salve that you like dip your fingers in.
That's what I got that from work and it was like level 5, like the most intense. And I was like, great, I'm a level 5.
Yeah.
And it made me smell worse every day that I used it. And someone at work also told me like, oh, you have to like detox and then it works. And I was like, it was too bad. It wasn't even like I smell BO. Like it wasn't that. It was like worse than that.
Yes. Yeah. Like, no, like I'm just not going to smell bad on purpose.
Give me Alzheimer's.
Like first. Exactly. That's what I'm getting to.
Aluminium.
I would love to use natural deodorant if it functioned as a deodorant.
Right.
But as of right now, the options that have been presented to me, it's not working out. And I am a smelly person. And in ninth grade, famously, when me and my ex-boyfriend, Brian Chimay, were fighting,
What's that last name? One more time.
Brian Chimay.
Chimay?
Chimay.
Just Chimay.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
He wrote on MySpace that I smell bad when I have my period. And I was like, joke's on you. I smell bad all the time.
God is ass.
Yeah. Well, also, I got him like in a million ways later, but.
That's so mean. It is so awful to say somebody smells.
Yeah.
Even on the subway, when somebody smells, do not clamp your nose like you are in first grade.
I
see adults doing that, I'm like, we all smell it and I feel terrible.
No, but in my mind, like some of those smells are so bad they can kill you.
I know, you have to close your eyes. I just did it. Hold your nose, close your eyes, close your mouth.
Don't breathe. I have a confession.
Yeah.
You do that.
So I guess I was kind of a bully growing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This I believe.
Which I still feel shitty about. But there was this girl and she in this like singing performance dance group that I was obviously in with some other friends, and she was really smelly, and we called her what did we call her?
Well, you still think it's funny and that's what's mean.
We called her SSB.
Stinky stinky butt.
Basically sweaty smelly bitch.
Oh my god. That is mean.
Want to hear another name we called another girl?
What?
She one time told us that, like, she loved eating. She goes, you know what I love from Thanksgiving? All the turkey and gravy. Like, leftovers. And we're like, okay. So we called her
Turkey Girl.
TGG. Turkey Gravy Girl.
You guys are mean.
I know. And I still find it funny, so I guess I haven't grown out of it.
Well, I like that she was young and new to like leftovers.
Yeah.
Do you not like the turkey and the gravy?
It was how she said it.
No.
Like, it was like we were like sitting around talking like mean girls, and then she came up and I guess we were talking about Thanksgiving and she was like, something I like?
Well, about Thanksgiving is no. Turkey and gravy leftovers.
And we're like, okay, freak. Like, that was that.
Okay.
She's probably having it every day for lunch, like a big old freak.
Well, she's allowed. She's an adult. okay. I totally agree with you. Tom's is stinky, stinky, minky. Elise, hit us with the number two thing you're done with.
The number two thing that I'm done with is fun facts. I don't want to share a fun fact about myself. I don't want to learn a fun fact about anybody else. Is it, the reaction that I'm getting from you, I'm like, am I on the right track?
No, we both just dealt with this and we feel the same way. I also don't think I have one.
That's
my other thing.
Is that I'm just like, I don't really, like, what do you want me to
say? The best ones aren't fun. The best ones are spooky scary. They're like, I just got out of jail today. Yeah. Like, that's fun for me.
Right, I pee out of my belly button.
Yeah, also, like, that's the thing is, like, when someone else has a fun fact that's actually, like, technically good, I always feel put in a weird place. Like, it's always information that I don't really want to have. Like, they're like, I can bend my arm like this, and I'm like, I don't want to know.
That's not fun. That's
my fun fact is always that I don't have a middle name.
That's good.
That's good. It.
I say my name. I say when I'm asked to do fun facts a lot at auditions. I don't know if you guys have had
that's
this.
That's why I thought of this is because I had to do a fun fact.
Yeah, yeah.
At an audition today. And then they had me redo it and they wanted me to do another fun fact. And I was like, I just gave you.
Are you serious?
The fact. I told you the fact. I have one.
I have one. And it's yours? It's never about you unless it's like a body thing. Mine is like, my great aunt Sally was a famous tassel dancer. But that's not about my ass. That's about her ass.
I say, obviously, I have a raspy voice and I'm really good at blackjack. That's what I said.
I literally just thought you were going to say I have a raspy voice and I'm really good at blowjobs.
That's a fun fact.
And yeah, they go
that
together,
that would
honey.
Shut them the hell up and get you booked.
Or I say my real name isn't Betsy. It's a nickname and I'm really good at blackjack.
Wow, fun fact. Wow, that's like an admin fact.
But when
that's
I say like I'm good at blackjack, there's never a follow-up. They don't care. I just had to say something that's different from the person before.
Wait, say
me.
Some. This is like how you respond to a fun fact. Say your fun fact.
Hey, my name is Betsy and I'm really good at blackjack.
Cool. Elise, what's yours?
Hi, my name's Elise and I don't have a middle name.
Cool. Emma, what's yours?
It's just like,
right.
It's, I just hate it. It's not me. It feels antithetical to who I am as a person to share a fun fact.
What do we do about
this? Or which spirit animal are you, which people ask in interviews. Like, ask me something fun. Like, what do you think, which body part could you live without and why?
That's
like,
a good question.
Something fun. Or like, if you had to wear one piece of clothing for a week, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine would be a maxi pad. I can't do no underwear. It freaks me out. I'm scared there's going to be an awful thing that will happen if I ever don't wear
an awful underwear. Thing that will happen?
Yeah, like I pee or I poop. Like I get my period. Or like my vagina just starts reacting to something and goes
hog haywire. Wild.
Yeah. I like to keep her protected.
Goes hog wild on the subway.
So I like that instead of underwear, you chose just maxi pads.
Yeah,
which
it can
has
stick
nothing
to the inside
to
of my legs.
That's, no, it can't.
I can stick the wings there.
Okay.
But what if you just chose thinks?
She would.
Yeah, I would. You know I love thinks.
She loves thinks. I actually, is this weird? Because I don't get my period. Do you?
An arm implant? That's what I have.
No.
And I don't get my period because.
Who else?
Except when I do.
That's an inappropriate
question.
Who else
time?
Has an arm implant? No.
Yeah. Who else has a period?
Yeah, I just skip it.
Who else is still getting her period?
I skip it. And I have thinks that you gave me.
Yeah.
Would it be weird if you want them? I've worn them.
No, I honestly think
I know they're expensive.
You can wear them like for sweating or anything. They're just really amazing.
Oh,
and they're just
really?
Nice underwear. Yeah.
They're a thick pair of underwear.
Yeah, it's because it like you can pee a little in them.
I feel like the underwear I wear, it's like one tiny string.
Drop.
Yeah.
Me
it's
too.
Not enough, but too much is too much.
Right.
Sometimes.
But anyways, fun facts I'm done with too.
Yeah.
Stop asking us. Get creative, people. Get yourselves in a damn room and start talking about other questions you can start asking us. Or just remember what we look like. Why do you need a fun fact?
I know. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, just why don't we just get to know each other? Like, I hate the whole icebreaker, like, let's all be, like, goofy fun.
And it ruins, like, whatever you're about to do. And it puts, such a layer over it. Like, if you're doing, like, an improv audition, I remember doing, like, way back in the day. It's, like, fun fact. Like, that guy killed his fun fact. And I, like, couldn't come up with one. I'm like, my brother's turtle's name is Timmy. Like, then they hate you going into an audition.
I just feel like a fun fact is not a reflection of yourself because I don't think that you have any control over whether or not your life produces a fun fact.
Yeah.
Like it just is or it isn't. Like your grandma is either a famous tassel dancer or she's not.
Right.
You know
it
what
has
I mean?
Nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't pursue having a fun fact.
But then like if whatever. It's crazy.
I'm going to make up crazy shit for my next
My
books.
Fun fact is that I'm a hologram. I'm not really here.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally. Okay, Elise.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was really
that
good.
That was good.
I love that.
What the third one is. Hold on.
Well, you better remember it because we're...
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God,
number
I can't
three.
Believe I even forgot. I'm done with people recommending documentaries to me. And here's why.
Oh, yeah.
And here's why. Because I watch a lot of documentaries. So I feel like if you're really going to come to me with a recommendation, you need to have like an obscure... You need to have something that you actually think that I have not seen. Because anytime I say I like documentaries, people always come back at me with some Making a Murderer. Like, of course I've seen Making a Murderer. I just told you that I like documentaries.
Right.
Of course I've seen Blackfish. Of course I have.
The thing, I'm so with you, and I had a done that was very similar. Mm-hmm. Whenever you say you like something and people say, no, you have to watch Blackfish. Yeah. Like,
let me shit on what you just said. Yeah. You like that. I like too, but you have to watch this other thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. And it's like, and I also, I'm just like, you're not taking into, you're not taking into account the sheer amount of time that I spend watching fucked up, weird documentaries.
Me too, girl.
So many. And now like The Staircase is on Netflix. Yep. So everyone's talking about The Staircase. And I'm like, I've seen The Staircase.
Can we talk about The Staircase for a second?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm like sleeping through this most recent one.
It's too
crazy
long.
Stuff
He's
comes
so
in.
Creepy. Just tell me what it is.
Wait, this is the same exact Staircase, but just re-released on Netflix?
Yeah, no. Isn't it? Or is it different? Is it new?
No, it's new.
The same.
Oh, I thought it was the same Staircase.
No, it's like more recent.
No, it's the same.
Maybe I will watch it.
I think they might. I think it. No, because I haven't seen these last ones, and I watched all of them on Sundance Channel like years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these,
I only just started rewatching the.
You
new.
Should why watch it.
Well, why didn't they call it The Staircase too?
Because I think it's all one long staircase to nowhere. I don't know what I think of him.
He's freaky.
I think he's a weird man.
He's like, my heart is with you. I'm crying inside and out every day out of my ass. I love you. I love you. He's just creepy. And guilty.
Oh, you think so? I bought into the owl theory for a very long time.
Wait, I don't remember that, so don't tell me.
No, it has nothing to do with anything.
It's just a theory that people had after the first Staircase came out that what actually happened was that she was attacked by an owl.
Which, like, Stop. Could be true. Because, like, owls are ferocious and there were attacks. They, like, their talons go after your head and, like, the talons matched the wounds on her head, and maybe a she was drunk. Mm-hmm. An owl, which is a nocturnal animal, got her at night, and she was outside, and that's why like it explains some of the bloody door things. And then she slipped on her own blood on the staircase and then fell.
Jesus.
You know what I heard? I heard that in an original iteration of the Cursed Child play, that it was like in one of the like early like times they tried to put it up, like not even before it even officially premiered.
This is like the Harry Potter thing.
Yes, this is the Harry Potter play that they originally were going to release a bunch of owls, and then they like flew around the theater. But like the first time they did it, the owls just flew everywhere, and they like took them a really long time to get them back.
Oh, like nothing violent?
Yeah, no, nothing violent happened. It's just that they like have this cool owl trick that they had taught all the owls to do. Aww. And then like the first time they tried to do it, the owls were just like, no, and then flew all over the theater.
They're like, sag or bust.
I and you can't do the. You can't continue the show if even one of the owls is loose in the theater.
No,
you
know? No, absolutely.
Fun fact about me: an owl attacked me at the Cursed Child.
That
I
would
can
be a fun
go
fact.
Go to the show whenever I want.
But again, you're not in control of when an owl attacks you.
Right,
the owl is like, in control of that.
Yeah, that's but why once it happens, you have it forever. Once it happens, you have it forever.
Fun fact about me: this scar across my face is from an owl attack.
Wait. So I haven't gotten to that yet, but I will, and I'm not going to like it. I have to say that. Also,
his face is melting off his skull, and that always bothers me.
It bothers me that those freaking his team of people come in there and they just like work backwards, which I understand they have to do, but they're just saying things out of their ass to
I'm confused about how this staircase relates to the old staircase. Like now I'm just confused.
I think it's the same.
Is it adding on some new information?
He was in jail, and then it's the continuation of his trials and stuff.
So do you need to watch the old staircase to understand the new staircase, or does it lay out?
It's the same.
I don't think you need to, but...
I mean, it starts with the same story is what I meant. It gives you enough background.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I fell asleep.
So did I.
Well, I need someone to answer these questions.
What other docies? What's a docie that, like a real docufile? would only know about.
Whatever happened to Aunt Diane?
Is that where she's driving? Mm-hmm. Oh, I watched that on HBO.
Isn't it crazy? And I feel like a lot of people don't know that one. So Whatever Happened to Aunt Diane is about this woman who is like perfect mom, perfect aunt, family member. As far as like all the people in her life are concerned, she's a great, upstanding, nice person. Like nobody has anything bad to say about her. Then one day, apropos of nothing, apparently, she drinks a crazy amount. Like her blood alcohol level was like insanely high. And she drives, she guns it the wrong direction down the highway with her kids and her nieces in the car. She guns it the wrong way down the highway, crashes into another car of people, kills them, everybody dies.
Except for
one kid who doesn't really remember.
Her own son.
Yeah, who doesn't like remember anything basically about what happened. And nobody knows why she did it.
I remember that story. I haven't seen that doc.
It's really crazy.
I told my dad like the whole plot and like you, like really excited. And he just goes, huh. So it's really nice to talk about.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And I don't know what happened to her.
Wait, this is like Dear Zachary.
I have seen Dear Zachary is one of the ones where when I say I like documentaries, people are like, have you seen Dear Zachary?
And I'm like, it's on a like couple lists.
But it's because it shakes you. Like those are really great documentaries that you think about all the time. They're really sad. They really are. They're well done and they
make you super focused on like local laws. You're like, we need to change the laws in Nova Scotia.
This can't ever happen again.
I have one more.
Okay.
Mommy Dead and Dearest.
Oh, Mommy Dead and Dearest.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
Rose and Gypsy.
Okay.
That shit is crazy.
She has
some fun facts about her.
I feel so bad for her.
Yeah. Fun fact, I'm in jail because my mom had Munchausen by proxy and the only way I could get free is to kill her.
No.
Fun fact. Have you guys ever heard, this is another obscure one, and it's not as fucked up as the one that I just listed, but it is bizarre. It's called The Final Member. It's about a penis museum in Iceland. There's a penis museum in Iceland, first of all. Second of all, it's about the guy who runs it. He gets ill, and he's like, well, now I need to achieve my lifelong dream of getting a human penis for my penis museum. And it's about like the two people who are the contenders to donate their penis to the penis museum. One of them is like this really old Icelandic guy who is
there's contenders that like are like, I want my dick in the museum.
Yes. One of them is this old guy who they're like, well, he's going to die, so maybe he could donate his penis after he's dead because he's famous in Iceland and he was like hot back in the day, but they're worried that the penis isn't going to be in like good condition because
Aww. Wait, but what could happen to it?
They're just worried that it's like not a good
They're worried
specimen.
That it's an old dick.
Yeah, like they're basically just like, this is a really old dick. But then there's this guy who's
they want a hot dick.
Who's from the US, who's a full psychopath, who has a huge dick and he wants to donate it while he's still alive to the museum.
Dick mean everything, like balls and dick?
No.
I think for the penis museum.
Wait, what would you have left?
I think
you'd be Ken.
I think for the penis museum, it's the whole kit and caboodle.
No,
it's
freaking
kit the
way.
Shaft and caboodle the
and caboodles the doodles.
I think they should take the old man's balls and the American's penis.
Yeah. And, oh my god, the American guy is like so crazy. He names his penis Elmo, and he says it predates Elmo the character.
No, it doesn't.
Elmo's like before Christ. I don't know what
Elmo is.
He's
BC.
Like, no, it's actually not related at all to the character. But he starts being like too intense basically to the guy who runs the penis museum.
Oh, and really?
He's like, like the guy who like wants to donate his penis while he's still living. He's like, well, I actually think that maybe like on the off season you could send it back to me. And he was like sending him all these diagrams about how he wanted it to be displayed.
How does he want it to be displayed?
Really prominently
what
and
about
erect.
A, what
fully
about
erect.
Christmas?
Christmas tree penis.
He mostly wanted, I think what he mostly wanted was to make sure that people could get a full look a 360 view of the whole thing and that it needed to be like fully at attention.
How big are we talking here?
The way they talk about it in the documentary is that it's a really big penis.
That's really scary and it sounds like a horror movie you watch.
Yeah. Can you just tell us what happens at the end?
Okay, yes, I will. What happens
spoiler
at the end is,
spoiler alert. Is that
the old guy dies and they inspect his penis and it's in fine condition.
Wait, it's in what?
It's in fine condition. So.
Yep.
Is it like an old lady inspecting it?
I don't remember exactly, but I just remember that they're like, turns out his penis is fine.
Now, I wish he died knowing that his penis would be in
there. He knows.
No, he thought the psychopath's dick was going to...
I think that they were kind of keeping it from him their concerns. I don't think that they were being open with him about the fact that they were worried about the condition of the penis.
This sounds like, I'm imagining the guy who does like the costume gala at the Met. Like, it's that serious. Just, he works with Anna Wintour and they're like, yes, the penis is in good condition.
I was picturing at the DMV in Iceland, they're like, okay, sir, next. Are you willing to give your penis
to the Iceland museum?
Please check yes or no. Just someone who, like, they've had millions of people.
It seems like they want some, like, the member museum wants someone who's not willing. That's the fun of the game for this guy.
It's one thing that I thought is that I was like, but wouldn't it be more poetic? Because this guy, like, part of it is that he had gotten ill. Mm-hmm. He had, like, cancer, like, the guy who was running the museum. So I was like, why don't you donate your penis?
Oh, he's
I think
got,
we know
he's
the
got
answer.
A messed
he doesn't have
thing
a penis. That's why he made a museum to the phallus.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. There's that.
It's like instead of a Ferrari, he made a penis museum.
Right.
That is true. And then the guy with the giant penis, they like basically show him getting the phone call that like his penis was not accepted.
No.
And he's so visibly pissed.
Do you have to die to donate your penis, or would he?
So first of all, he was saying that he wanted to donate it. So this was another problem, was that he was then visiting doctors and all the doctors were like, yeah, we're not going to cut your penis off so you can put it in the museum.
It's like he's on botched.
So like that was a hurdle for him, is that most doctors won't just cut your penis
That's
off.
The problem with
for like no reason.
In the United
States.
Yeah,
for no medical reason. They're not going to just cut your dick off so that you can put it in the museum. But I'll never forget that his line that he says to camera in his like interview after he finds out that it's not going to be in, and he's like, well, obviously disappointed, but we're going to keep looking for other venues.
Oh, holy my God. Shit. The sex museum in New York might take it.
I feel like maybe he missed out on the one venue there.
Yeah, I think there really was one option.
Yeah.
And they said no, thank you.
Maybe the sex museum would take his penis if he was dead. I don't think any museum would even consider taking the penis of a living man, other than this Icelandic penis museum, where the guy was actually entertaining the idea at least to some degree.
I agree. Look, honey.
So these are the documentaries you need to be bringing to me if you want to be recommending me documentaries.
Yeah. Have you seen the Japanese man who eats? But like he actually ate someone's butt.
No.
And then he ate a woman.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, in in Canada?
What?
No, in Japan.
Oh.
He was obsessed with butts and he would like picture himself eating them and then he started like biting women's butts.
I've heard of
what
him.
Is it called?
I don't know. It's a vice doc.
Okay. These are the things you need to bring to me. And that's what I'm gonna say. It's not, you know, I am done with people recommending me docs if they're not taking into the full account
like
the sheer number
wild,
of documentaries
wild
I've
country
seen.
You're like, are you joking?
Yeah. Like, of course I watched Wild Wild Country,
right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah like, of course I did. Mm-hmm. If it's on Netflix and it's literally the featured thing on Netflix,
leave it at
do
home.
Not recommend it to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Recommend me some shit that I have to find. I got to get a PutLocker
link. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to like I need to do some digging online. So, I'm going to have to watch it in four parts on YouTube.
Yes, something, I do that.
Something that, you know, something meaty. Something I can't
that's
just
about
get.
A dick museum.
Yeah, something where some guy has a dick museum.
Literally, I'm so glad I know what I'm doing as soon as I get home.
Same.
And it's chopping off Lincoln's dick and shipping it to the museum.
But he would then be the you don't want to be the second human penis in the penis museum.
No.
You want to be the first human penis in the penis museum.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
Or the last.
That's a really, really good point.
Well, I think these are all really great duns.
These were amazing.
And they're really, it's going to be a hard one, I feel like, for the expert. Hard.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be erect. It's going to be in the middle of a penis.
Dara.
What?
Dara.
Okay, we're going to call our expert. This is going to be exciting. We're calling Connor Hagen. He's an expert in advertising. He's Emmy Award winning.
Yeah.
You might have seen his commercial for Squarespace. John Malkovich was in it. Yeah, he's behind it. So let's give him a call right now.
Love it.
Hello?
Connor.
Hello.
Hi, Connor. It's Dara, hey, Betsy, and you have Elise Morales here.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you too.
Connor, hey, Connor, I already told them the news that you're Emmy Award winning.
Oh, thank you.
What are you drinking, Con?
Oh, man. Is that bad audio?
No, it's great audio. What is it? What
you got? It's an emergency.
Oh, are you saying?
Yeah. No.
I drink one. Like I drink one every day with a little seltzer, and it's my favorite little aperitif.
Ooh.
You know, it's that nice sort of late afternoon kick when you just can't drink coffee.
Mm-hmm. And it. I like crunching on the little things. You know what, Betsy?
That just made my, like, I got the chills.
Anyways, Connor, you get it.
Hey,
okay,
Connor.
So we need your expertise. You know advertising, but I think that extends itself to these duns that Elise brought to us. They're really good. Elise, will you just take us through, like, ding, ding, ding,
yes,
all of your duns? And then, Connor, you can kind of dissect them and talk through them. And then you'll tell us which of those things you think Elise should be the most done with. Cool?
Sounds cool.
Okay.
Number one.
My first done is people who recommend natural deodorant to me, even though I tell them it doesn't work for me. And they just keep talking about it, even though I've already told them where I stand. That's my first done.
Number two.
Okay, my second done is fun facts. Doing them, hearing them, anything to do with them. I don't think that they're enjoyable. I think that they're a lie that society is perpetrating against us.
Wow. Okay.
We know where Elise stands. Okay.
And then another thing, the last thing that I'm done with is when I tell people that I'm a really big fan of documentaries, and then they recommend me really, really obvious documentaries that everyone has seen.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, Connor, so we got to ask you, be honest, don't hold back. Give us your real takes on these things,
let's
okay?
Let's hear what's going on in your noggin.
Okay. Well, let me just say that straight off the bat, too, you are way off, because I love fun facts.
No!
I almost didn't even hear number three, because I was just thinking of all these fun facts. Like, maybe if I tell her this one, I'll win her over with the fun
facts. Let's hear some.
Okay, what's your fun fact?
Okay, so I recently heard a fun fact that we as Homo sapiens, are closer genetically to chimpanzees than the Asian elephant is to the African elephant. And they look the same.
But that's, who's that a fun fact for?
I think we're talking
like a
more
fun
about
fact.
Personal fun facts. Like when they're like, oh, tell us a fun fact about yourself.
Oh,
I think we're missing each other.
I would prefer.
Okay. I love that fun fact.
And give me fun facts about yourself. Chimpanzees and humans.
I thought that one felt uncharacteristically off. So, okay, thank you. I'm glad I clarified.
That is really crazy and very interesting.
And you know what? It's an important clarification to make, because I do like that fun fact, but I don't like when I'm expected to share some sort of quirky thing about me when I don't really, like, I don't really have anything that interesting to say.
Right. Tell Connor your usual fun fact.
My usual fun fact is that I don't have a middle name.
Okay.
You know what? All right. That's the reaction. That's the only reaction.
Connor, we're talking about when you're at like a meet and greet or like a getting to know you, and people are like, okay, and everyone go around the room and share a fun fact. And like, you have to be like, I'm Connor and I'm an Emmy winner. That one's fun, but.
And I'm actually a size 42.
Definitely not say that one.
What would your fun fact be?
Nail biter.
Now I feel like I'm totally in the camp of number two, because I hate that kind of fun fact.
There we go. Daddy's home. Sort of,
ding dong, yeah. Daddy's home.
I work in the pithiest industry, and I think the idea that you can break someone's personality down to one cute little fact, like, and I love pasta or whatever, is repulsive to me. So
thank you. That's where I'm at as well.
I want to take this seriously. Can you give me a quick refresher of 1 and 3, just real quick?
They're both basically recommendation things. One is people recommending me natural deodorant, even though I've told them that I tried it and then it doesn't work for me. And number two is when I tell people I like documentaries and they recommend me something really obvious that I've already seen.
Okay, got it. I got it. I'm pulled a full 180 here. I'm done with number two. I'm done with, because if that never ever happened, like, I think the world would be a better place. Like, I'm sorry about you and the deodorant. I feel like that's a very personal thing. And I understand that that's something you struggle with.
Yeah. Thank you.
And the documentary thing is just like, you're just like, shut up. Like, yeah, I'm sure you're done with that in the moment. But I honestly think the world would be a better place if we were all done with fun facts. So thank you for that elaboration on that point.
Can we ask you do you have any other like actually fun facts?
Yeah, anything else that like the elephant one? Because that one was very interesting.
Before we let you go, Connor.
Yeah.
Just not to put you on the spot.
Just to totally put me on the spot here.
It can be the elephant one again.
Well, no, I mean, the whole thing about fun facts is like, oh, I didn't know that. This one's so bad and just like historical, but somebody told me that the buildings in Baltimore are all made out of bricks because they were the ballasts of the ships that came over in ship time. That's really a fun fact if you're walking around a certain area of Baltimore.
What's a ballast?
I led with the elephant one because it has a little bit more of a zing to it.
Yeah, that is a very good fun fact.
That's a zing. That's a zing.
Yeah. Yeah, next time you're in Baltimore, whip that out.
Is the ballast the front of the boat?
I think it's I don't know anything about boat making. That's not my expertise.
Bricks on a boat? Bricks on a boat.
I think it's like the weight at the bottom so it doesn't wiggle. I don't think that's an
wiggly boats are the cutest thing.
That's why the Titanic went down, because it was wiggling.
She had a juicy ass wiggling.
Wiggle with it.
Yeah, wiggle with it.
Oh, Connor, thank you so much for chiming in. You got straight to the point. Also, do you have any documentaries you like?
Don't you dare say something.
I honestly, like, don't be scared. Not one that you guys haven't seen. Everyone's telling me I need to watch The Staircase, but I haven't seen it.
We were just talking
Connor,
about
it. Connor, is it a new Staircase or is it the same old one?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I think it's the same guy. I don't know.
Oh,
I'll
it's
check
the
it out.
Same guy.
Check it out, Connor. Yeah. Get back to us.
Thank you, Connor.
No problem.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Bye, Connor. He has to get back to work.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Connor.
Bye, miss you.
Miss you too.
Bye. Oh, I didn't tell you guys. Connor has a really cute golden retriever puppy.
Wait, what? What color? White, yellow, or red?
What's the difference between white and...
White is white. Yellow is Goldie.
I think
it's
white.
And then there's
white.
Red.
Its name is like maple syrup. It's the cutest thing. You can follow it on Instagram.
I love that.
I'm going to scream.
You're going to scream. It's the cutest dog.
Okay.
Puppy.
Okay.
Puppy,
okay.
Follow
okay.
her on Instagram.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
LA dog.
Okay. Whoa.
Wow.
Elise, now after hearing Connor's input, you can really let that seep in.
Let it marinate.
Let it marinate. Sit with it for a mini. And then we're going to go around. We're going to do a mind meld, okay. A classic improv warm up. And we're all going to say the thing that we're done with.
Okay.
And maybe we'll all land on the same thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe we won't.
And there are things you've mentioned.
Yeah. It's not a new thing.
That's happened. Every show from now on, we say that. And if you need to say a new thing, I think you can, but usually it's what we've discussed.
Okay. I'm going to stick within the parameters of what the show is and supposed to be.
She plays by the rules.
Okay.
I do. I'm a rule follower.
Okay.
So it's natural deodorant,
mm-hmm.
fun facts. Documentaries.
Recommendations. Yeah. Okay.
Are you counting us off?
3, 2, 1.
Fun facts.
I was going to say that, but I'm really done with documentary recommendations. And that's just me, and I have to be honest about it.
But you recommend documentaries to me all the time.
I know.
Pots calling the kettle black. But are they good recommend? Yes. Are they solid recommendations? Oh, are they things you haven't seen?
They're solid. I ain't ever seen
them. Yes.
And I haven't watched them. Like, I haven't seen Paris is Burning. I know. I need to see.
I know.
Yeah. It is good. Paris is Burning is really good.
There's a new scripted show on FX, like, about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Is that what that is?
Somebody said, like, somebody explained it, and I was like, is it Paris is Burning,
what's it
basically?
Called?
And they're like,
it's one word.
Yeah, I forget.
Like fuse, but it's not. No, yeah. That's fusion.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so I guess you heard it here first. Everyone's done with fun facts. Don't ask Elise what hers is. Don't Mm-mm. ask me what mine is.
Just,
and don't
we know what
dare
Elise's
dare.
Is. Yeah. She doesn't have a middle name.
Yeah, everyone shut the F up and get out of here, right? And if you want her to have a middle name, make one up in your damn mind.
And stop asking other people to participate in this charade of fun facts.
Let's switch the game. If you're in an interview and they're like, tell me a fun fact, you pull the Connor. You go, actually, elephants and humans are the same DNA.
And then they go, no, about you. And you go, oh, sorry, that is about all of us.
Yeah.
Wait.
It is about all of us.
I have to tag on the end of this because I have a done that similar to this. Mm-hmm. Whenever I tell people my middle name or I've witnessed other people sharing their middle name, a random person that you like kind of know but aren't great friends with goes, I didn't know that was your middle name. Why the hell would you know my middle name?
Yeah. Have you seen my birth certificate?
Like, I don't even have your phone number. Why would you know my middle name? No. Get the hell out of here. Door's right there, buddy. No.
People give me attitude about my middle name.
People act weird.
People
when
think
I tell
you're
them.
Confused about your
yeah,
own middle
people
name.
People think I'm pronouncing my own middle name wrong. Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Gabriel.
Oh, and
oh, Gabrielle?
No, it's Gabrielle Dara.
Yeah, I go, no. Same with my first name. I go, I'm Dara. They go, hi, Dara. Betsy called me Dara for the first like 12 years we knew each other.
Yeah, when I tell people that I don't have a middle name, a lot of times they're like, why? And I'm just like, I don't.
Because you decided it.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't have a middle name?
Jesus.
Jesus mm-hmm. and
well H.
My friend Sarah Ashley doesn't have a middle name because it's just epic that her name's Sarah Ashley.
Ashley's her middle name.
No, everyone thinks that it's not.
I know. My mother's name is Mary Beth and she has no middle name. It's just one word and everyone thinks she has it wrong too. They think she's confused about her own name. Anyways, that's this. Elise, thank you so much. You were such a great guest. And I just am done with all of them, too. That's the first time I agreed with all three.
Wow.
Right,
I'm so guilty of the docu thing, though.
So am I.
I force my opinion on so many people when it comes to media.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do I'm too. Sorry.
I guess.
Here's the thing. You can recommend just like, take into account, because if you're talking to someone who's like, hey, I've barely ever seen any documentaries.
I just downloaded Netflix.
I just got Netflix. Like, what's good? Then you can tell them to watch Making a Murderer. You can tell them to watch Blackfish. You can tell them to watch all that stuff. But when you're talking to me, come with something meaty. Come with something, juicy. Come with a giant penis museum. This is, it's just know your audience.
Heard.
Right. Know your audience.
Heard.
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 Mm-hmm. Wow. Elise Morales, thank you so much.
Wow.
I can't wait to actually go to your show, the roast of the 15, roast of your 15-year-old self. Betsy and I were supposed to go last time and put in our calendar the wrong night.
And I invited multiple people. I was like, guys, Elise is celebrating her birthday
Betsy
on Thursday.
Sent us like the Gmail event and like put it in our calendars. It was all in the
for
wrong.
For Thursday.
One time I told everyone my friend's birthday was not the day of their birthday. It was actually the next day. And so multiple people did not wish them a happy birthday because I told them it wasn't.
That's like a Mercury
retrograde
thing. That's
what I did to you.
Yeah, but, which is why I was like, well, honestly, I've done this. So
like,
I've done this in like honestly a more hurtful way.
Well, thanks for being forgiving, but we'll be at the next one.
We'll be at the next one. We have a show, Everybody Hates Us,
July 27th.
Such a fun show.
Great
show.
Thank you,
I've
Elise.
Now been to two of them.
Thanks,
both as
Elise.
An audience member and as a performer. It's a great show.
Sweetheart.
Thanks, Elise. Thank you. It's July 27th at 8 p.m. and you better be there. because I might have some new fun facts that I didn't even know I had about myself. Thanks, Dare.
Thanks, Bats.
Listen, bye, Elise.
Bye, Elise.
But you guys, we have new episodes every Friday. Like, subscribe, comment.
Tell your friends.
Tell your mothers.
Tell anyone who's podcast native.
Yeah, and listen to us on Forever Dog and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. Happy Friday. Be safe tonight, okay?
Whoa, you really took this one.
No, you guys, this, like, it's Friday night. I really want everyone to be safe out there. Do you?
Of course. Be safe, guys.
You motherfucker.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.